wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to Preps Rewind. You'd usually find in this spot, of course, Gould Parts, our great sponsor of that show. Going to kind of segue into our big game tailgate show. Eaton Reds tonight against the Resurrection Christian Cougars. We'll have the call for you at 6 o'clock. This whole day, kind of a build-up to that. We'll go 2 hours. We're going to talk. Steve Longwell, the athletic director here at Eaton, is sitting next to me now. We'll get Steve on the air for a few minutes. Matt Yem, the Fort Collins head coach, football coach, going to jump on with us at about 10:20, talk about their win last night. One of the most exciting teams in the area to go watch football. Two guys going to CSU in Dorian McGarity and Dante Johnson, two great receivers. So we'll talk to Matt Yem about 10:20. 10:35, my buddy John Roan from Heritage Market's going to jump in with us, talk about their connection here to Eaton High School and to the community, of course, such a big part of the community. Bob Mock, we've got to hear from the enemy, so to speak, today. I can't say that. I shouldn't say that. Bob Mock, Resurrection Christian head coach, about 10:45 or 10:50, will jump on, talk about this great matchup tonight against Zach Lemon's Eaton Reds. So we'll get Bob on the phone. Second half of the program, Tony Mastari, the Eaton wrestling coach, going to jump on with me and Tony's a big fan of what we do at KFKA, so I love to talk to him. It's just another part of the winning formula here at Eaton High School. Zach Lemon, the football coach, he'll jump on with us about 11:20. Dustin Duncan, defensive coordinator of that same Eaton Reds football team, about 11:30. And then Daryl Martin from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine going to jump on with us the very end of the program. So it'll be a fun day today. All ahead of Eaton and Resurrection Christian number one, number two. Last night we were out in Johnstown and we saw number one Roosevelt and number two Meade. Figured we'd get a Donnybrook last night. Meade jumps out 7-0 right off the bat, and here comes Lane Wasinger and Roosevelt. 37 straight points. They win the ball game 37-7 last night. And I'll tell you what, folks, if you're a Roosevelt fan, make your reservations for Pueblo, because I think you're going to see them down there. Will I go as far as to say they're going to win the whole thing? Yeah, probably so. We'll see what it looks like when they get down there. I'm sitting at the school I think is the other team you can make a reservation for. So, but nobody wants me to say that tonight or today. And so I'll probably limit that to 4 or 5 times that I say that. But I think if you're Eaton Reds fans, if you're Roosevelt Rough Riders fans, you guys can get a party going down in Pueblo, because it's going to happen, folks. Tonight we're going to get a little idea at where the Reds stand as far as what I think the gap is between the Reds and, say, Severance and Resurrection Christian. However, I've been known to be wrong before, so we'll find out what that looks like. Right now, Steve Longwell, the athletic director, with us. Steve, how are you this morning?
Doing great, Clark. Doing great.
Thanks for jumping in with us. This is an exciting day. I mean, you have so many exciting days here at Eaton High School. We'll talk about the new school being built down the road there and what that looks like. But this is a big one. I asked this, Micah, my producer, and I were talking. Players, coaches, athletic directors, do you get excited for big games, do you think, like you used to when you played? Is it the same kind of thing? Does Zach sit there and get built up and excited, do you think, like the players do for a big game like this?
Yeah, I think we all get excited. I think it's a little bit different from when you were a player, but
sure.
Probably keep it, you know, under control a little bit more than when you were a teenager playing. But, yeah, we get excited for every contest that we have, and especially when you get the big ones like tonight.
Sure.
Yeah, the excitement's even a little bit more than other games.
I talked to other athletic directors, and you know, maybe they've got a team or two in the mix that can go far in the playoffs. You have almost every program out here. You do that. So I would say this is a great time of the year, because you've got football going that has a chance to go get a gold ball. You've got volleyball, Gwen Forster and her club that are so terrific and have won so many titles here. You've got Dale Hughes and his softball team. Now Sadie Ross is back in the mix, and a kind of 3A player of the year is back in. That really gets your team back to where you need to go. This is an exciting time, but the whole year seems to be that way for Eaton.
Yeah, it is. You know, we're very fortunate. We've got great kids in the school here. We've got great coaches in place, and We all know the great community support that we have, and we're very fortunate to be where we are.
Yeah, a lot of that has to do with you. I mean, you're not going to pat yourself on the back, but I'm telling you, the staff you have here on every single program, the coaching staff, it's hard to beat it anywhere else.
Yeah, again, like I said, we're very fortunate. We've got these great coaches in place here that they go about doing it the right way.
Sure.
And I tell people all the time, a lot of it, the success is the longevity.
Sure.
You got to have coaches that stick around. You can't be replacing coaches every 2 or 3 or 4 years. And we have coaches that have been here a long time, and they enjoy what they're doing, and they're successful.
Tonight, as we said, number one, Eaton, number two, Resurrection Christian, 6 o'clock. We'll go on the air about 5:30 with the pregame show. So stick around for us on that. This whole day, I know it's not school-driven, but you can see it in the community, man. Everybody, you said they're locking down the street out there already. This community wants to, they want to be there tonight. They want to show up in force and watch their number one Reds.
They do, and that's the way it is with all of our sports. But, you know, particularly today with football, yeah. This community tailgate that was put together by community members, they see how big this game is, and they want to be out there supporting the Reds. And so, yeah, it's going to be real exciting. It's going to be on a smaller scale, but it's going to be like a college game day here.
I absolutely think so. Yep.
The marching band's going to be marching through the tailgate this afternoon.
Fantastic.
And, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Got a JV and freshman volleyball tournament going on down here today. Man, you never get to rest, do you? I mean, you're always doing something. My guess is 5-6 days a week, you know, you got to say goodnight, honey. I'm going to do my job, right?
Oh, well, that's funny because my wife and I talk about that all the time. And every year it's kind of become tradition now. But, you know, in August when we start back up, you know, give her a hug and a kiss goodbye,
and she says,
I'll see you in May.
That's great. That's fantastic. Okay, the other excitement here is the new school being built down the road there. So talk about that. Are they on time? What are the exciting things that you're thinking when you turn the chapter?
Oh, the whole project is just super exciting. You know, we've got an awesome facility where we are right now, no doubt, historical. But to break in a brand new facility with fields and gyms and you know, the academic piece is just, I don't know, you can't even describe it. It's
absolutely
just a great feeling. And they're right on progress right now, moving forward. And, you know, we hope to, by August, we hope to be in there and ready to go.
Right?
Yeah.
Boy, that'll be so much fun for the kids, too. And what a gift for the middle school. I mean, will there be a better middle school in the state? And you get my favorite gymnasium. I wondered how you're going to take this experience when you go into what I call the Hoosiers Gymnasium, and how can you take that to the new one? I mean, you're leaving behind, you know, a really big story and a lot of memories inside this gym.
And there's no doubt it's going to be difficult, but you know, we're gonna do everything we can in our power to make the new gym feel and like the old gym and have that that culture.
Absolutely.
That the old gym did. And trust me, you know, if people come into the current gym, all the banners are off the walls right now, but trust me, when they come,
I haven't poked my head in there yet, but now I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
I'm going, oh yeah,
but
it looks like we're moving. Yeah,
yeah, right. But trust me, when they see the new gym in August,
I can imagine gonna be draped, right?
It's gonna be, oh, you bet.
That is fantastic stuff. So on par to get out there for next fall and get the kids in, all kinds of good stuff right there. How good is it to have now last year you guys you went remote for quite a period of time, right? Remote learning. I thought you were had students in school more than some others, though.
We did. We started in school right off the bat, but there was a period of a couple of weeks after Thanksgiving that we had to go remote as a school. But for the most part, we were in.
How are things going this year? I mean, with kids back here and pretty normal. We're getting back to normalcy.
We're getting there. Yeah, you know, we're full steam ahead. We've got kids in school in person, and you know, we're dealing with issues just like everybody else is, but we're getting back to normal.
Yep, absolutely. All right, give me how right now when you're off your when you're not at this job, how do you relax? What's your go-to? I'm thinking there's got to be an hour sometime on a Sunday where you're not working. But,
yeah, you know, maybe an hour or two on Sunday. Yeah, so, Saturday night.
I asked you if you were getting out and golfing at all, and you said you haven't been out for a couple of months.
Golfing is not in the in the picture right now. But believe it or not, my relaxation is going home and turning on ESPN.
There you go. Yeah, why not? I'm right in the same boat with you, so that's good stuff. Steve, thanks for jumping in with us. It's going to be a fun day, and I'm sure we're going to have an exciting football game tonight to watch, so it should be great.
Yeah, it should be great, and I hope we get a lot of people out there, and we'll see what happens.
All right, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Clark.
That is Steve Longwell, the athletic director. He's one of the guys out here, folks. I'll tell you what, this school cannot have so many titles, so many state championships without a athletic director that's going to put the right staff in there. So it is fantastic stuff right there. That is Steve Longwell. Okay, we're going to break away, come back in a moment. We'll get to the football scoreboard last night at some point, but we have 114 interviews today in 2 hours, so we'll see what we can do. We'll come back in a moment, continue with the big game tailgate show here from Eaton High School. Number one Eaton, number two Resurrection Christian. That's all eyes are on this game tonight at 6 o'clock. Steve did a great job. If you were the one that put this thing at 6 o'clock, man, kudos to you, because everybody on a Saturday night's going to be looking at this one tonight. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Thank you to Heritage Market, family fresh sushi out there. We're going to talk to John Rohn at about 10:35 here, so hang on. Satisfy your sushi cravings at Heritage Market. They serve only certified Angus beef out there. You know why? Because if it's not certified, it's not the best. The hot sale right now, too, at Heritage Market, Daly's Bacon, 1-pound package, just $5.99 while supplies last. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. We're live and on location, Eaton High School today, the big game tailgate show. Number one Eaton, number two Res Christian. Tonight, last night, we were out in Johnstown. Number one Roosevelt, number two Meade, and Roosevelt rolls the Mavericks 37-7 after going down 7-0 to Jason Klatt's club last night. So if you're a 3A fan, put a circle around Roosevelt and make your reservations for Pueblo. Another big win last night for the Fort Collins Lampkins, I'll tell you that. First of all, I want to shout out to Big E, Eric Sampson, who wanted me to get some news out there for you. They are going to have, let's see, this is on Saturday and Monday. They're going to have Lampkin softball alumni game against the current varsity softball team. It's Monday, October 11th, actually, at Fort Collins High School at 4:30. So get out there and say hello to my friends and say hi to Big E out there. Eric Sampson, our insider, of course. Talking Fort Collins now, my choice for the most exciting football team to watch in Northern Colorado, I'll tell you what. And Matt Yum, the head coach, jumps up with us right now. Matt, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Clark. How about yourself?
Fantastic, man. Talk about the win last night. I've got nothing in front of me that tells me what you guys did or how you did it, but you put more points on the board. Man, your offense, how much fun is it as a coach to sit there and watch this offense?
Oh, it's a blast. You know, we have so many different weapons to choose from offensively that it makes things easy for us as coaches. Last night, Boulder tried to take away our biggest threat in Dory McGarity. They double covered him, put him in press, and put another guy about 10 yards over him. And so, you know, as much as we like to get him the ball, as much as we usually do, we also like seeing that because it gives us a chance to get the ball to some of our other playmakers. And that's what's nice with our team is we're not a one-man show. We got a lot of other athletes out there: Dante Johnson, Blake Smotherman, Max Jones, you know, Nicky McGuire, Loudon Harder. We got lots of guys that we can distribute the ball to, and when they're double teaming one of them, it helps.
Yeah, boy, that's a fact. I mean, there's so many options. And then I don't have the stats from last night, but last week you guys played, and I saw Andrew Seast had some throws. Easy Campos had some throws. Of course, the time that Dorian spent back there instead of outside, boy, it just opens it up. Is there a want for you to get back to a more conventional offense with that, you know, that quarterback and send Dorian to the outside?
You know, yes and no. I think what's nice is having run some of that Wildcat this year. It makes us dangerous to be kind of a two separate offenses in one team.
Sure.
Which I know is hard to prepare for. And so we do think we have a very high ceiling when it comes to our spread game because we can still run the ball really well out of it. But we still also like Green back there taking snaps and doing what he does best, getting the ball in his hands the easiest way possible.
sometimes a little adversity gives blessings, and you find out more about your team. My guess is you're a little more comfortable with the fact that that you'd put Dorian back there in a we'll call it a wildcat spot, but I know he can throw the ball as well. But, I mean, it's opened up some other options for you, right?
It really has, and you nailed it on the head right there saying the adversity thing. We probably would not have gone down that route had we not run into some of those injury adversities early on in the year, and so it actually opened up a lot for us and has made us a lot better team offensively.
Talk about your defensive effort last night. Who led the way on the defensive side of the ball?
Oh, it was a full-on team effort. You know, last week we gave up too many points that we should not have, and this week they really stepped up. I mean, coverage is great, pass rush is great, linebackers are tackling really well. You know, it was a full team effort by those guys, and we had them shut out there till kind of the end. But you know, give Boulder credit, they were able to pound a couple in on us there late, but we were really happy with that defensive performance last night. That's for sure.
We're talking with Matt Yem, the head football coach out at Fort Collins High School. Matt, are you looking at the consensus RPI now? Are you starting to get that in your brain where you guys lie as far as the playoffs go? Last night, I didn't see the one this week, but I know you guys have to be at least near 24 teams getting in. So three games to go, short week with North Glenn. But do you kind of look at that, or is it just you're just playing one game at a time, kind of making sure you get the W's?
You know, I mean, our week-to-week focus is just the game that is that week, but we do check at that RPI every once in a while. For us, in the particular league we're in, there's only one team that gets an automatic bid, and then no one else will make it. So we just have to take care of business in conference. But as of last week when I looked, I think we were somewhere around 15-ish. Don't quote me on that. But, yeah, we peek at it just because that will dictate a little bit of what would give us seeding-wise come playoff time. But, again, we got to take care of business the next 3 weeks.
You bet. What are you talking about that conference? What are the chances we're going to see you back with your friends up here, back with Pooter and Rocky and Fossil and those guys?
So they just did a realignment last Friday, and we are back. We're back with our buds in the Fort Collins team, so us, Pooter, Rocky, and Fossil, and then – we got Fairview and Boulder as well in our conference, so it'll be
good
one. We're excited to be back in that up here.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Geographically.
Yeah, all kinds of good stuff. Three left, North Glenn with a short week here, and then Adams City and Mountain Range. You're just kind of playing this like the playoffs, right? I mean, you got to go out, take one week at a time, and go put three W's on, and then you know where you're headed.
Exactly. That's what we've been communicating to the kids is, starting conference week last week, it's playoff time. You know, it's kind of a win or go home mentality, and it's hard when you think that way to not look ahead. But we do need to take it one game at a time and not get complacent.
All right, Matt, do you get to relax today? Do you get to get out and do something today that forget about football, or what's the day look like for you?
Still checking in on the C and JV teams that are playing today, and then hopefully going to try to go make it over to watch the Rammies play for homecoming. So that'll be good, and just check out some of those scores. I heard you talking about Roosevelt. We used to coach with Coach Wazinger over there, and he's got a heck of a team going right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I know you're a Ram, so Rams win today, right? Rams go beat San Jose State, I think.
Oh, it's a must. It's a must. They got it today.
Yep. All right, I love it, man. Matt, thanks for jumping on with us. Have a wonderful Saturday, and we'll catch up with you again real soon, okay?
Thanks, Clark. Appreciate you.
You bet, man. Thank you so much. Matt Yem, the head football coach out at Fort Collins High School, another big win. And now 2-0 in conference, 3 to play. And I'm looking at the teams, North Glenn, Adams City, Mountain Range. I don't think any of these teams can stay with Fort Collins. So they'll take the weaker. I mean, that's not the FRL, the league that they're in. There's no doubt. So you got to go win it. One team's going to get in. You got to go win that conference. So for the Lampkins, just go get the three wins and then head on to the postseason where you belong. So I want to thank Jay's Automotive, family-owned and operated since 2008. Great sponsor on the Big Game Tailgate Show today. Huge on integrity, pride, and honesty. I always say that about car repair facilities. A lot of us don't know diddly about our cars. We want to be able to hand it off to somebody we can trust. It's going to take care of us and our family, keep us safe on the road. That's Jay's Automotive. Check out their 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Covers all major repairs on all vehicles, including diesels, so you can get it. And then get your fanny down to Jay's and get a free pumpkin. I'm talking to Jason yesterday, and he said, yep, we got free pumpkins, so send folks down. Tell them Clark sent you down there. Clark and a coach sent you down there, and we'll get you guys a free pumpkin. But Jay's Automotive, great sponsor on the program today. Also want to thank Pro Design Countertop Specialists and Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. Daryl Martin, of course, is Daryl and Sarah Martin. That's the parents of the great quarterback for the Reds, and we'll see. We'll talk about Mr. Martin coming up here in a little bit. All right, we'll come back in a moment and continue with the program here. It is the Big Game Tailgate Show today. Number one, Eaton. Number two, Rez Christian. Tonight at 6 o'clock on Preps Radio, we'll have that for you. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here on a Saturday. Eaton High School is where we are today and tonight. Number one, Eaton. Number two, Resurrection Christian. Biggest game of the year, 2A. Last night we were out in Johnstown, and Roosevelt won. Right now sitting down with us is the owner of Heritage Market. Boy, what an iconic place in this town. The whole town kind of revolves around Heritage Market. So John Roan sits down with us right now. John, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Hey, so you snuck something in my ear right there. You said you graduated from Roosevelt. So
My wife and I both did.
Did you really? Yeah. That's fantastic stuff, because I'm looking at two teams here, two schools that I said you can make reservations for Pueblo in December, because I think the Reds are going to be in the championship game. And last night, watching Roosevelt, holy cow, I think they're going to be in the championship as well.
Yeah, I think they are too. They look pretty tough.
Boy, no doubt. Boy, I tell you what, that's... I love a lot of things about Eaton. This gym is, I call it Hoosiers.
Yes.
It's a wonderful place. I'm talking to Steve Longwell earlier saying, how are we going to move that culture, that all those memories of this gym to the new place?
Yeah.
But there's no better place on a Friday night than Johnstown either. Peterson Field out there. Last night you should have seen it. The whole crowd was it was packed around that place, and, boy, they were loud.
I'm sure it was. It usually is. It's a great place to grow up to. I never thought that we never thought we'd move to Eaton.
Sure.
You know, because in high school, Eaton was kind of our arch rival. We
right,
were in the same
right.
classification
How about
for
that?
Years. And but what a great place Eaton is.
Boy, no doubt. Such a special town.
Yeah,
man.
and the business people and the kids, you know, and the whole school system here is just awesome. I've got five granddaughters in this school system. Well, I did. I got one less now. But
we'll talk about Nakai in just a sec.
Yeah. But what a great school system and what a great gym. I love coming to this gym.
It's my favorite.
You know, it's awesome gym. I hope when they move they put something of this gym in.
Yeah,
there,
I said you got to at least bring that whole side with the wood seats and the, because you look at that and John, that's basketball. That's
right.
Hoosiers.
That's
I mean,
Hoosiers.
It's that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just walking into this place. It's my favorite place to come call a basketball game. There's no doubt. Talk about what a big part of this community Heritage Market is. I mean, you guys are you're kind of the centerpiece.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been in business for 14 years now. When we moved here, we didn't know how people would accept us, but we got involved in the community, and I really enjoy doing things for the school system and that sort of thing, and being involved with the school, and it's really paid off, and not just financially for us, but as a family. You know, we have four family members involved in our business.
Fantastic.
It's just grown from year to year to year, and we're trying to change some things up, doing some exciting things now. We put sushi in the store a couple weeks ago now, and we're gonna be doing some other things too. And it's just the town and the surrounding communities have really supported us, and I just want to say from my heart, thank you for those people supporting us, and we just happy to provide a service to the community.
Absolutely. I mean, and you guys certainly do. I come out here, and my secret is, it's not a secret, I tell everybody this all the time, that you have so many great things at the store, but my favorite, I go right to the deli. I say, I got to have a box of fried chicken. Longwell here will laugh every time I come into whether it's in the gym, whether it's at the football stadium, baseball press box. He knows I'm coming up there with a box of Heritage Market fried chicken. Yeah. It is the best in the world. So you guys got to be proud of that, right?
We are. We do some special things with our fried chicken, and I think it makes
Don't tell the secret.
No, I'm not. I think it makes us stand out. So
yeah, there's no doubt. Standing out is it's really the only I can in my whole life. It's the only grocery store where I think I got to go there. That's my stop. I've got it when I'm passing by. I got to jump in there.
Yeah.
Talk about this too. This is a great sale right now. You told me about this one the other day. The Daly's Bacon, 1 pound package, $5.99 while supplies last. Are you guys running thin on that?
No, not yet. I think we ordered in enough to last for a while.
Okay, we got
this deal, and you know, with the price of pork and stuff right now, we jumped on this deal, and fortunately our supplier was able to take care of us.
Fantastic.
And so we'll sell that for $5.99 and until we run out.
That is to Heritage Market and grab that before it goes away.
Yeah.
How's the curbside doing? That's something that kind of was put on you guys. You didn't have this before COVID, I'm guessing.
Right.
And so now what does that look like? Are we learning anything from COVID that we can take forward at the business?
Oh, I think so. I also think that now that COVID is kind of, hopefully it'll be in our past.
Sure.
Hopefully at some point. But while it was, we really thrived with that curbside service. It's slowed down a little bit, but also inside it's increased. The customer count has increased back inside, so people are coming back inside. But the curbside is still doing well. Plus, we do home deliveries 2 days a week.
Fantastic
Tuesdays
stuff
and Thursdays.
There. That's
we
great.
Deliver to older people who can't get out or are they handicapped or whatever. We have two great gals that take care of those
Terrific.
People just like family, and so that's a big part of our business also.
You guys are you're a staple, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. every single day you guys are open, so taking care of this. I love the shirt you have on.
Thank you.
Doan Tigers.
Yeah.
You have a granddaughter that's out at Doan, and if you're a Eaton basketball fan or Eaton sports fan, you know Nakia Kuski, of course.
Yes.
She's your granddaughter. Yes. How's she enjoying Doan so far?
She loves it. She loves her academic side of things. She says she has some great teachers, and that's what she's there for. Number one, to get an education, but she's really enjoying basketball. It's a whole different step up from high school. College obviously is, and
what a commitment, right?
Yeah, and she's basically a 7 day a week basketball player now, and. Between weights and all the conditioning and all the stuff they're doing, they're getting ready. I think their first game's coming up here in November. It's coming up pretty quick. We're going to try to go out for that game.
Fantastic.
And, you know, it's like a 7.5 hour drive, but we'll be to as many of her games as we can. I've watched that. My wife and I have watched that girl since she was just little playing basketball, and basketball was her passion. And so She's doing well.
Yeah, I figured she probably had a basketball in her hands most of her life.
Yeah,
we talked about the kind of off the air. Talked about the 3-point line too for the girls at college being knocked back to where the guys are.
Right.
And I'll tell you, as a basketball player growing up, I didn't have that kind of outside shot. I was good from about 17 feet out.
Yeah.
And if you take that, you go back to that 19-9ers, that changes your shot.
Exactly.
Nakia didn't need to worry about that. I see her. She can shoot from the parking lot. So she's got the range to have this not bother her, right?
Yeah, I remember a few games last year, her senior year, where she she knocked down some three-pointers. She was practically out of bounds.
Right.
And I told her afterwards, after the game, I said, you know, you were just a few inches away from being out of bounds on a couple of those corner shots. She says, I know. I knew where I was.
Right.
You know, so she's got it together. So
what else, John, can we talk about with Heritage Market? What do you want to leave us with?
Well, again, we just want to thank the community and the communities around us, Alton, Pierce, Gailton, all those towns. They have supported us so well over the years, and I think that's where I want to leave it with. We want to thank our communities for supporting us. Helping us to thrive and help us to be able to supply food to our communities.
Fantastic stuff, man. Thank you for what you do in this community.
Yes.
And as I said, such an iconic part of it. You got to be proud to be part of this community. I mean,
yes.
No doubt.
But, yes. We definitely are. We love it here.
All right, John, thank you so much. John Rohn, the owner at Heritage Market. And we will come back in a moment, continue with the program here. Bob Mock, the Resurrection Christian head coach, is going to jump on next. So we'll talk to the Cougar mentor here and see what he's got up his sleeve for tonight's game. We'll do that when we come back in a moment. I want to thank again, of course, John at Heritage Market. We've talked about Jay's Automotive, Pro Design Countertop Specialist, Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. That's Daryl and Sarah Martin. Their kiddo Walker Martin on his way to Arkansas. That's cool. And Polson Ace Hardware. Cannot thank them enough over there. Check out their stove and fireplace center. We'll talk about them when we come back. All right, we'll continue the big game tailgate show here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back. The big game tailgate show today. Number one, Eaton. Number two, Resurrection Christian. And right now up on the Gould Parts Hotline, it is the head football coach out at Resurrection Christian, Bob Mock. Bob, how are you this morning?
Great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. How excited are you? I ask this to everybody that I'm running into today. Do you get as excited as – I know that you played, you know, back in the day, and you know, game days, big game days, everybody gets excited. Do you still get excited like that as a coach? Do you think that is like the players still for you?
Oh yeah, you know, this is what you sign up for, these games and moments like this. You know, I was telling the guys after you know, Friday's win at Bertha, I told them, I said, I cannot wait for this Saturday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Biggest game, 6 o'clock. All the eyes are going to be on it here. How's practice gone this week? Have you seen kind of a jump in the step for the players this week?
Yeah, you know, it's been great. They've, you know, they're a different bunch in that, you know, they can hit the switch pretty quickly. And so, you know, sometimes I think you can misread them a little bit, you know, because they're just relaxed and calm. So, but I appreciate that because it shows me they don't get too high, too low, and they just do their jobs.
Yeah, we was kind of thinking, we had your game last week against Bertha, and I was thinking, okay, is this group looking ahead? It would be hard not to when you're a 16, 17, 18-year-old not to look ahead at the next big game, but you guys seem to take care of business. A few, maybe too many penalties for you is my guess.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we have to certainly clean that up. Those will matter in important games like the one today. You know, it really comes down to turnovers and penalties, in my opinion.
Yeah, talk about that. I haven't seen this call much, the blindside block call, but it seemed like that was their favorite thing to go to when you guys played Bertha. I couldn't believe how many times. And me and Mike Danson, my analyst, were looking at it going, boy, we're not seeing those hits like that was. But did you feel like there were a lot of those blindside calls in that game?
Yeah, certainly. I don't know how many there were, but it probably felt like 20.
My
you
goodness.
Know, and I know that's a large exaggeration, but it really did feel that way. And, you know, we just play physical football. And so sometimes I feel like,
sure,
you know, that's maybe a little misunderstood. You know, our guys just get going and get rolling. And you know, and we're not, you know, when there's that many, like I tell the guys, you know, they don't miss everything. You know, so
there's
some stuff we have to take accountability for and clean up on our end.
All right, couple of guys I got to mention. Of course, we'll talk about Eddie in a second, but Justin Hawthorne off the end, man. If I'm a quarterback back there, I'm a little worried that this guy's going to come decapitate me. He is absolutely lightning fast getting off the edge.
He is. And even we, you know, we rep him at some fullback, too. And, you know, that hasn't been seen yet, you know. And then when he does, I mean, when you see him do something, you're like, man, that kid moves. So it's, yeah, you see him flying off the edge defensively. And, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. He, Grant Appleby, and Will Reeves and everybody. Man, so many talented guys. And then you talk about the guy I call a video game. I mean, Eddie Lemos is unbelievable. The play he made, Bob, in that Bertha game where he switched sides, I mean, went different directions on the field like three times. He wore everybody out and then walks into the end zone at the end of that play. It's got to be fun not only to coach a kid like that, because I know he's a really coachable and a great kid, but to coach a kid with that much ability, that's got to be fun.
Yeah, it's pretty special. You don't get many opportunities to coach an athlete like that, and then coupled with how like you said, how coachable and just outstanding young man that he is, it's pretty rare. But he's the type of kid, even after that play, you know, you're thinking, you know, he's got to have a blow come off, and he's like, coach, give me the ball again. you know, he's just that type of dude.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Coach, thank you so much for what you do. Thanks for giving us a little time today to kind of promote and pop this game up a little bit. It doesn't need much self-promotion. I mean, it's going to be the biggest game in the state tonight. So can't wait to see you on the field, and just good luck going forward, okay?
Yeah, it's going to be special. We look forward to it. Thanks, Clark.
You bet. There's Bob Mock, the head football coach out at Resurrection Christian High School. They're number two. They take on number one Eaton tonight. So, yeah, we'll have it for you at 6 o'clock, folks, our Hurricane Financial kickoff. So cannot wait for that. I just sitting here thinking, I cannot remember ever in my 16 years here at KFKA of having back-to-back 1 versus 2 nights, and we had it last night. So let's do this. Let's get to the scoreboard here. We've got about 5 minutes left in the first half of the program here today. Want to thank Polson Ace Hardware, too. My good friends out there, they've been in Eaton since 1957. Figure that out. 151 South Oak. They're right next to McDonald's out there. You can't miss them as you come towards the middle of town here. It's Polson Ace Hardware and General Store. Business-to-business sales in the area are huge. I mean, that talk about, it's kind of what John Roan was talking about, too, being a big member of this community, and business-to-business sales are one of the ways to go, and especially in this, in an agricultural community. Kurt Banks is the business-to-business specialist. He can be reached at 970-454-2542. So if you're a business in town and you want to hook up with the guys at Polson Ace Hardware and General Store, yeah, that's Kurt Banks, 970-454-2542. They have two websites, too. They've got PolsonAceHardware.com. And then if you're looking, and you've got to get in and see the Stove and Fireplace Center, fantastic stuff right there. And especially with the cold temperatures coming. They've been preparing at Polson for the first really cold temperatures, so they have a great selection of stock tank heaters, heat lamps, space heaters, and extension cords. Seems like the first time that they've really had cold temps. Those items disappear from the shelves in a hurry, so get down there and take care of it. That Polson Stove and Fireplace Center, they'll knock it out of the park for you. So that's the other website that you can go to, PolsonStovesAndFireplaces.com, and can knock that right out of the park for you. So we'll talk more about them and over at Polson Ace Hardware. But so many great sponsors in the middle of this town, from Heritage Market to Jay's Automotive. Polson, we just talked about, Pro Design Countertop Specialist, Proactive Physical Therapy, and Sports Medicine. Might get a chance to talk to Daryl Martin later on today in the program. Of course, his son, Walker Martin, the exceptionally talented quarterback, but he's really a shortstop, folks. A middle infielder, we'll call him. He may go to college and play second base. I get a feeling there, too. But Walker on his way to Arkansas. Man, going to the SEC, that's just big stuff. So Daryl and Sarah have got to be tickled pink about that. That's exciting to see your kids just absolutely excel like that. And talking about going to the SEC to play baseball, that is super, super big time. So we thank all of those folks today as being great sponsors on the program. All right, we've got about 3 minutes or so. Let's get scores for you from last night's Severance. Well, I'm telling you what, there's three teams in my estimation that are fighting it out. And isn't it funny? They all reside in the same conference, the Patriot League West. Severance, Resurrection Christian, Eaton. We're going to get Eaton and Res figured out tonight where they lie. But Severance is, we're coming down to Pike with Severance coming up here soon, too. In fact, Resurrection Christian and Severance will have for you next Friday. So this Friday coming up on the 15th, Res and Severance that Friday night, Eaton and University on Thursday night. So we've got all of this Patriot League West stuff in the next couple of weeks. We're going to sort it out, figure out really who is the team to beat. Is there a team? Can Res or Severance match up with Eaton? That's the question right now. But Res 40-0 over Berthoud last night. It was Berthoud's homecoming, and second week in a row they've been run. Brush last night, boy, they just cruised against Valley 61-16. So the Beat Diggers, they had the leg up in that Patriot League East. They look like the team that's going to win it after they beat Platte Valley last week. University, Casey Doss's team, they roll into a good victory last night at the Academy. So Casey's team moves to 4-2 on the year, playoff bound if they keep on rolling. 41-28, they beat a 4-1, now 4-2 Academy team. Sterling and Platte Valley last night, and Troy Hoffman. Troy's going to be with me tonight, by the way, so cannot wait for that. I get a guy in there that knows this Patriot League inside and out. 2013 state champions, and we're going to get all of the wisdom from Platte Valley head coach Troy Hoppen on the broadcast tonight as he sits in as my my guest analyst. So, and boy, don't I need an analyst. 42-12 Platte Valley with the 30-point win last night. Howdy Johnson, I think, threw a couple of touchdown passes. And might have got Devin Lauer on the outside last night, which is probably a really good thing for the Broncos. Fort Lupton and Weld Central, 14-6. Weld Central gets the win last night. They go to 2-3-1 on the year. Our game, of course, Roosevelt and Meade. Brock Saya, the senior quarterback, our Buildings by Design player of the game as Roosevelt rolls. They went behind right off the bat, 7-0 Meade led. Roosevelt comes back and whoops them, 37-7 in Johnstown last night to absolutely prove they are the number one team in the state. Frederick beat Skyview 55-22. Holy Family over Thompson Valley 20-7. Those were your 3A scores. We'll get the rest of those scores for you later on in the program. Right now, we're going to step aside here, come back with the second half of the Big Tailgate Game Show right here on KFKA. Number one, Eaton. Number two, Rez Christian tonight. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.